Donc, première entrevue au All Your Friends Festival à Burrell Street avec la jeune artiste pop-punk Lolo. Hi Lolo, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Did you understand something I just told in French?
Comme ci, comme ça.
Okay, that's good. You're coming to Montreal in November, opening act for Marionette Trench.
Yes, at MTELUS, I believe. Very excited. That's going to be my first time performing in Montreal.
Did you ever come in Quebec before for a show or something?
Never for a show, but I came when I was 18 for Halloween for reasons that I'm sure you can assume to drink legally.
Oh yeah. I thought about it, but that's a good answer. You're on tour a lot recently. You're near home today in Toronto. I assume it's always cool to play to perform near home.
Yeah, 100%, especially here at Burrells Creek. I've been to these grounds a few times to see festivals here, so it's really cool to be on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, let's talk about the All Your Friends Festival, this pop-punk, nostalgic festival. How is it to be on the same lineup of bands like Billy Talent, Fall Out Boy, Jimmy Eat World?
It's so cool. I mean, these are bands that I listened to growing up, so to be on a lineup with them is always very surreal, and I'm always like, am I supposed to be here? But it's very, very, very fun.
Recently in Toronto, I think you performed with a Simple Plan on stage. You seem to really enjoy it. How did that happen?
Yeah, your boy is from Quebec, right?
Yeah.
That happened. Well, so I was supposed to tour with them years ago, a tour that they ended up not going on because of COVID reasons. But so we've been aware of each other for a while. Of course, I've been aware of them for a while. I grew up loving their song, so it was very, very surreal to perform with them. But yeah, we have a version of I'm Just a Kid together. They had me feature on it on Amazon Music. So I've known them personally for a few years now. So it just made sense. They were passing through Toronto and they're like, do you want to sing with me? And I was like, hell yeah.
What would be your dream collaboration on a song? Is it Simple Plan? Is it anybody else?
Well, I mean, I guess Simple Plan had already kind of happened. So I would probably go with it's so hard. Maybe like Green Day or Avril Lavigne. But I mean, Simple Plan already happened, so.
I'm following you on Instagram, and I saw a story, I think it was a few months ago, at a Talk concert. And I didn't know that you wrote with Talk the song Runaway to Mars. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, very, very proud of that song. We actually finished that song over Zoom during COVID, which is crazy. It wasn't even in person. It was in person when we went to go record it, and that was really cool. I got to like stand there and from the control room and watch him sing, you know, the voice that we all hear on the radio now. And I remember like watching him singing it, and I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a good one. Like, I just felt it. So
how do you know Talk?
We met actually over Instagram, or maybe I met him a couple times, like just, you know, at different like music events and stuff. But then we actually just started talking on Instagram during COVID. And that's kind of like, we ended up, you know, those nights at the beginning of COVID when everyone was just like drinking wine until 4 a.m. and sleeping until 2 p.m. and there was, you know, cleaning your groceries and like all that craziness. So that's when we really became friends, and we would just like FaceTime and talk on Zoom. And then we started writing on Zoom. We wrote a few songs, and one of them ended up turning out really great. So,
is it something that you love to do, writing for other artists? Is it something that you're doing a lot?
Yeah, actually, I started doing that also like during COVID. And for a while, you know, before concerts came back, I was like, for a second, I was like, oh, maybe I'm not going to be an artist. Maybe I'll just be a writer. I really do enjoy it. And then after my first tour, after the first show, I was like, no, wait, I love being an artist. I love performing. But it's definitely something I also equally love. So I'm hoping that I could somehow, you know, take the Julia Michaels route and be able to do both. So that'd be awesome.
You recently announced your first headlining tour in your UK and Europe. Are you happy with the results, excitation from the fans out there?
Yeah, I'm so happy. I was very scared to announce a headline tour because I've only ever opened for people and done festivals and stuff, which is, you know, low pressure. And I was scared about it, but it like a bunch of the venues sold out right away, and we had to upgrade them, and the tour is selling really well. And so I'm very happily surprised.
So when will be your first headlining tour in North America? I assume that you can't tell me right now, but is it sooner than later?
Yes, we're planning it. I'll tell you that much. We are planning it for next year, yeah.
Okay. Let's finish with a notable question. Why the name Lolo? What's your real name? How did you come with the name Lolo?
So my real name is Lauren Mandel, which I almost would have went with, honestly, but there was another Lauren Mandel who was a couple of years older than me, and she already took the Instagram handle Lauren Mandel, and she took the website laurenmandel.com. And then I was like, okay, maybe I'll just like go with my nickname. And at the time, one of my bosses started calling me Lolo, and I was like, oh, Lolo's actually really cute. And so I went with that, and I felt like it fit my personality more. Then I ended up finding out there was other Lolos out there already, but at that point it was too late. I just stuck with it, and I thought it was cute. I like a one name thing, like Lolo. I don't know, I feel like it fits my personality.
Do you know how to say thank you in French?
Merci.
Yes. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That's